Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, the dial resumes tomorrow with the first session of 2026. So time to mark our cards. What issues are the government facing this term? Fionnán Sheehan is Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, and no man knows it better. So let's, I suppose, first of all, start by talking about the atmosphere, the environment going into this term, given what we saw over the last couple of days and weeks with Mercosur and this sort of question about whether or not Micheál Martin went on a bit of a solo run out in China saying we might vote with Mercosur, and then Martin Hayden in Brussels saying we're completely against it. Is there a real division there now, do you think? Was it all handled a bit shambolically, and does that set a certain tone?
Well, spare a thought for poor old Micheál Martin. I mean, a week ago, he's in Beijing. He's in the Forbidden City, the Great Hall of the People, being met by Xi Jinping, one of the most powerful men in the world, who's saying, you are a bridge to Europe for me. And tomorrow he's back to the humdrum of the Dáil, and then he's got his parliamentary party sniping at him. So it's within that context that you have to look at this. Micheál Martin, yet again, showed his weakness last week with the manner in which, you know, he rightly had to flag that trade is important to Ireland, and we are supposed to be in favour of trade deals in principle.
And we have benefited
more than anybody else. We were one of the most globalised economies in the world. And coming in a week where we'd banked 108 billion in tax, a record figure, 33 billion in corporation tax, again, a record figure. So, you know, you're kind of looking at it going, okay, we are a trade-based economy, and then what are we doing? We're turning around saying over against trade because of one particular sector. So you can see that he was trying to make some effort to placate Brussels and say, oh no, we're working on elements here. But at the same time, it was quite obvious for quite some time that there were elements within the government that were scarified by this, that had been whipped up into a frenzy, that were not going to back it. And then that sparked a similar impact across the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil benches. So it simply wasn't going to wash. Bad communications in terms of no effort whatsoever made by anybody in government to actually sell the deal, to actually explain there is a flip side to this. It would actually be positive for dairy, it'd be positive for pharmaceuticals, for tech and for services, all of which contribute towards bumper corporation taxes. Instead, it became a negative, and that's how the start of the year of our EU presidency has begun.
Well, let's talk about that European presidency, all right, which is going to start now in July. Does that become a real distraction domestic politics?
It takes up a whole heap of bandwidth, effectively, for the entire year, because for the first half of the year, you're sitting in on a lot of meetings as sort of a troika of the current presidency and the future one, the past one, working together on issues. So you're having to do it, you and your ministers and your officials are having to attend a lot of meetings to keep up to speed on where items are on the agenda. So although it's in the second half of the year, it will dominate the whole of 2026 for the government. This is why such a bad idea to allow 2025 to go by with so little progress on so many areas, because that was their first year of their mandate as a new government, and also they knew that this big distraction was going to come in year two. And then year three, once you're quarter or third of the way through it, people start going, you guys aren't going to be here for much longer. There's going to be a reshuffle at the end of the year.
Is there a sense of fear at all, do you think, within government now, looking at what's happening geopolitically about Ireland's place in all that, Ireland's future and how Ireland navigates this?
Yeah, well, there should be. And this goes back to that communications piece. There seems to be a difficulty now for government in actually being grown-ups and explaining to people the realities of what's happening at a European and a global level. And this is going to repeat itself across this year, where you were talking about Greenland. Defence of Europe is now becoming a top priority. And what was traditionally, it was what was established as a community to stop European countries fighting with each other, which then became a broader economic union, which then brought in Eastern European countries after the Cold War, is now turning into an organization that will ultimately take more of a leadership role in terms of the common defence of Europe, as NATO is now in crisis, as the United States starts backing away from multilateral agreements. So we're on the edge of Europe. We're standing by our independence and our neutrality and so on and so forth. But we don't seem to realise where the debate is going in Europe at this point. It's just as well that something like Brexit happened a decade ago, because if it was happening now, we'd be getting short shrift on any of our demands for hard borders and so on.
Because we've lost so much of our political capital
over there. We turned around and said we need people to show solidarity to us. We're not great at returning that compliment.
There's two by-elections coming up, and history would tell us, look, they're rarely kind to the government in situ at the time. What indication do you think government's going to take from those? What are the things that we should be looking out for around that debate?
So late April, early May is what the Taoiseach himself has said. And they will be trying to frame it in terms of by-elections are always fierce difficult for governments to win. These are difficult constituencies in their own right. Dublin Central, you know, not exactly a stronghold for Fine Gael, not anymore for Fianna Fáil either. Haven't had a TD now there for almost a generation since Bertie Ahern's departure. So they can write that one off and say, we weren't going to win that one. Then Galway West, slightly more awkward. It's an urban-rural divide there. Both parties are very strong there. So they're going to have to frame it in terms of, you know, people don't tend to vote for governments in by-elections, and therefore we were never going to win them anyway. Not going to win Dublin Central, maybe Galway West, they have a shot. At the very least, they need to put in a performance, because what you can have emerging from by-elections are patterns where people look at, okay, well, what sort of pattern are we identifying in terms of the performance across both constituencies for the two parties? Jack Lynch famously returned in 1979 to Dublin Airport, having lost two by-elections in his backyard in Cork. We had a changeover in a double by-election, Albert Reynolds' government changing to the rainbow in 1994. We have seen in the past that dual by-elections can take on their own significance in terms of what they say about a mini-referendum on the government.
Where does this leave the biggest issue facing most normal people listening to The Hard Shoulder this evening, which is housing?
Housing. Full stop. I mean, when people say what are the three big issues, it is housing. And already we are seeing that coming into the early stages of the year, the government has got a communications issue around how new rental rules will work in terms of providing security of tenure to long-term tenants. You're seeing that's already spooking the market in terms of small landlords, which will in turn just shrink the amount of accommodation available for the rental market in its own right. You're already seeing the impact is coming in of the VAT cuts that were made for building apartments in the budget. So, you know, housing will never be that far off the agenda, because every couple of weeks it's just going to pop up. Fine, we're talking about Mercosur this week, and you're talking about immigration this week, but housing will continue to come up every single month of this year.
All right, Fiona Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. We look forward to discussing all of this on repeat right throughout 2026 and reading about it on the Irish Independent. Thanks for coming in to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Thank you.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.